to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen. No scheduled guest today. I have in studio with me Danny Romero, that's been sitting on in on a reorganization meetings for this network with a gentleman that you will meet next week. And I want you to hear what this man has to say, because he certainly caught my ear. And the problem that we have had is we have not brought in enough qualified people into the fold in order to take action. And I don't think there's any man or woman listening to this program today that is not in agreement with what I am saying here. We have people, ladies and gentlemen, that have been in the Patriot movement, and you've heard them on this program before, that they're burned out doing what they're doing. They can go so far, but they're beating their head up against that wall. And some of them, because they don't know the meaning of I quit or defeat, they're going to beat that head against the wall until their brains are running out of their skull. I have respect and admiration for their stick-to-itiveness. Some other people might look at them and say, well, stop doing that, you idiot. You're going to die. But what we're facing here, ladies and gentlemen, is a certain death. Oh, you still might be able to eat, breathe, maybe drive your car around, maybe even go to an underpaid job. But is it going to be life at the hands of despots that would much rather see you dead or sitting in some concentration camp someplace because you've been aiding and abetting terrorism around the world? Do you think these concentration camps in America are being built to capture Al-Qaeda? Last week, I caught the media. They're tipping their hands. If you're listening closely, when they bring up their experts to talk about problems, listen very carefully to what they're saying. They kind of tipped their hat last week. Oh, yes, 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 we're going to have detention facilities inside the United States, and it's going to be for terrorists. Well, we've told you how they classify people like yourself and me. Oh, well, you've got to be a terrorist. Well, you support the Constitution. Law, folks, they pass laws in this country right now, and they have mechanisms to deal with people that are trying to influence their government. If you try to influence your government, you know what? You're nothing better than one of these ragheads we're over in the Middle East blowing up right now. That's how your government feels about you. Ked in Georgia. Hello, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Getting back to what you originally said when you opened the program today concerning organization, I think that there's a model. You mentioned, I think, the word tsunami. And we did have a tsunami at one time back in 1968. We had a man that seemed to come from nowhere named George Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good model to focus on in your organizational meetings. Now, the situation has changed drastically since George Wallace ran for president. But George Wallace was doing quite well and could very well have been president, if not in the election that he ran in, then in a subsequent election had he not been shot. Now, there's a question as to the mental makeup of the people that spontaneously supported George Wallace. George Wallace seemed to operate on a, I don't know exactly what you call it, but one-liner type of operation.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll take the break here. We'll be back in just a minute. Hold on, caller. I don't know if I would hold up George Wallace as being the model. I think there's some people that might have a problem with that. But at any rate, we'll discuss it further right after this.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ked, let me do this. As much as I know about George Wallace and I know his stand on the federalization and the schools and all that stuff, aside from me quoting George Wallace every now and again, what he said was there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between Republicans or Democrats. Aside from using George Wallace as a model, what is your point?
The point is not using George Wallace as a model. The point is using the campaign. See, George Wallace was opposed to the same people that we're opposed to. He was opposed to the elite. He was outside the gate just like you are and I am.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like the Red Baron. You might not like to use the Red Baron as a model, but he sure did shoot down a lot of airplanes.
Yeah, he did.
And what I'm saying is that we can take the campaign. We need a model for somebody that was outside the gate, who was fighting the people that we're fighting. And we need to analyze that campaign and see where it differs from the situation we have today and see where the similarities are.
Yeah.
And make the adjustments. And, for example, he used one-liners. Well, you have done a good job in laying more of a foundation ideologically than he had the opportunity of doing. The foundation that he took up, that he picked up, almost already there.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Ked. Very much. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Interesting. What my response has been, and especially to the issue of third parties, is I don't think a third party, it's a little late in the game to do this. I don't think enough people in this country know what a constitutionally structured government is supposed to look like. And what you would then is invite is the wrath of both, not one or the other, but invite the wrath of both parties against you, because what you're trying to do is bollocks up their work. What you're trying to do is dismantle their machine. Have you ever heard the old saying, folks, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Well, you would be the foe. And even though that, well, on the surface at least, they're disagreeing, you know, and we have the neocon agenda now and we have the communist agenda. But I guarantee you, you would see both of those factions pull together, and it would be right on down the line. If you put together a political party that start pointing out their failings, their inadequacies, their unconstitutionality, their rogue thinking. You know, maybe most of these politicians in Washington, D.C., and I'm talking about our congressmen and our senators right now, are better fit to go into a third world country and run for a political seat than they are here, because they're so far removed from the Constitution that they might as well remove themselves to a third world nation and go live in the lap of luxury and do their bribes and their payoffs and live like kings, just like they're doing now. Let's go back to the phones here. Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I've been calling a couple of weeks, and I've talked to Rick Adams and Mike Piper a couple times, so I thought I should at least introduce myself.
What, as a caller? Why
well,
is it
just a little bit more about myself before I...
Okay, hold on a second. Rita, why is it important for me or Danny or this listening audience to know who you are?
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you that I have some connection to stuff like Stanford Technology and the Human Genome Project and stuff like that. It's just because of where I worked in Silicon Valley. And for about 7 years, I was at this company called TDS Healthcare Systems, and I was a pretty good assembly language programmer. And actually, after we started sharing this building with Stanford Technology, I think they started ripping off our code, and they took some of the stuff that my ideas, I think it turned into the ideas for XML. And but anyway, the president of the company had another project. It was called the Human Genome Project. But that kind of comes in later, but
Okay, we don't have a dialogue time here. Okay.
Anyway, what I was trying to get to basically is that I've got this whole thing that happened to me.
Okay.
2000. Okay, what?
Look. Do me a favor, call me at a different time, because I don't think this exactly relates to subject matter at hand. Rita, I hate to do this, but please call me another time, okay?
All right.
I think we're a little off topic here. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air. Jim?
I got the solution on the conundrum that you don't have anybody to vote for. Now, I'm running for governor.
Oh, come on, Jim. Jim. Stop it. Stop it. Right now, you know my feelings on this subject, right? Is he still there?
And it wouldn't be fair.
What wouldn't be fair?
It wouldn't be fair for you to turn your back on the only Christian and or patriot that you're going to even have a choice to vote for if you vote
I wouldn't
all.
Vote you dog catcher.
That's fine, John, but you're a loser if you don't. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a man of action.
Ah.
Yeah.
Where is your support? Why am I not seeing your name? Why am I not seeing your name on billboards right now? Why am I not seeing paid advertising in television? Why do I not see full page ads in the newspaper right now, Jim?
Because I haven't asked for a penny from anybody. I'm spending my own money.
You're spending your own money, and you think you're going to unseat this political machine here in Texas by doing this.
I'm going to fight them fist and fang, hook and claw, tooth and nail, John. And you didn't read the paper last week, or you just saw my smiling face on the front page.
Okay.
On the front page of the Williamson County Sun.
Okay.
Because, as the editor of the Williamson County Sun wrote in a separate article,
uh-huh,
that just when apathy seemed to be taking the day, that a man, a citizen, stepped up to put the power of action behind his convictions.
Right.
That's me.
Okay.
I filed a lawsuit, and I'm suing the pants off of everybody in Williamson County. It's on file in 277th District Court right now.
Okay, and what is that going to accomplish?
It's going to let them know that if they try to kill me, I'm not going to go down easy, John.
Why would they kill you? Because you are no threat to them.
Oh, no, no, I'm no threat to them. John, I fight them on a daily basis.
Wait a minute. Jim, I think more people know my name than they know yours.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I do. Okay? And I'm telling you, look, listen to me. And I am no threat to them. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
John, I'm a threat to them because, one, I'm a gun owner. And in fact, I own more than one gun, way more. I'm also a Christian with an independent mind, and I can think for myself. I'm a major, major threat to them in every conceivable way. And they may try to ignore the threat that I present and you present and the entire Patriot movement. And by the way, if we do have 20% of the population, and if we do have, you know, millions of real Americans out there, then I will win.
No, they need a better structured plan than what you got, pal, because you ain't got no plan. You're just out there swinging. And I'm not condemning you for, listen to me, I'm not condemning you for doing that. I am not impugning your integrity. Have I ever gone after you personally? And I won't either, because I know you're a good man. But what I told you that day that you showed up at this network and you wanted to convince me to try to promote you as being governor, I said, you ain't got a ghost chance in hell. And I am not going to waste my time. That is what I told you.
Yes, you did. And you're probably right that I don't have much of a chance, especially if every state in Texas declines to exercise their option to vote for the first time in their young lives for a real person.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Jim, what you probably should have done was got a bunch of people together, probably would have cost you less money than what you're doing right now.
400,000 pennies is what I'm going to dump on the floor of the Secretary of State's office.
Okay, now hold on. What would you've been better off doing is organizing to get down there when Ron Paul was in his office down here in Texas and have 10,000 people to run or walk through his office. Tell that man, look him right in the face and said, you know, get out of that damn Congress and run for Texas, because we'll back you.
I asked Ron Paul to run.
I did, too.
A year and a half ago.
Everybody's asked the guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's asked him.
And I had no intention of running until I was certain that he wouldn't.
Well,
and nobody else. Nobody else.
And Jim, I am not condemning you for your moxie. I'm not condemning you.
You're not going to kill me without a fight, John.
Well,
and who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I'm going to vote for you, and what is that going to accomplish? Because you're not going to win the governorship. What I have done,
well,
and
thank
what you,
John, now I can tell people that I've got your
See?
Vote, and I really, and I love you for that.
Jim, thanks for your call, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right.
What a tenacious guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. And personally, I like this guy. But when I talked to him, I tried to talk to him about the strategy issue or whatever. It wasn't going nowhere. What I would have much rather have seen. Let me untie my tongue here. Was him, and I'm sure that we probably got, I would say minimally 10,000 people here in Texas. Ask people. Okay, here's the political lineup. And Jim, I'm not slanting here, so don't take this personally. We got Grandma Strayhorn. We got Kinky Friedman. We got Dick Perry.
Tricky Rick.
We got Dickie Tricky Perry. And we've got Jim Dillon. All right, take your pick. All right, so we decide we don't like those three candidates, and we cast our vote for Jim Dillon. But we've expended a lot of time and a lot of energy to promote a guy that we know doesn't have a chance at that. And what do you think this does to the psyche of people that get behind somebody only to know that I know I'm in a losing battle, but I'm going to get out swinging? I'd much rather take that energy, channel it into something that I know that I could do more with. We'll move on to the next subject right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we are back. you know, I don't know if people are understanding this or not, but I started to allude to this last hour that, you know, we've got people out there. And by the way, during the break, my wife just told me she took a phone call here going, you know, John Statmull, he just goes after all these people who are trying to do so much good. You know, if you're happy with the people that you're listening to out there and you think they're so magnificent, why has there not been this great change that's taken place? What I am saying here, and I think you're missing the point, is we need the better minds, the better committed people. We need to expand this group rather than sitting around and tearing it apart. I am in full agreement with that. But look at the brand of the people that you're talking about. And I know most of the people in the movement out there. And I'm not denigrating them. But I will jump on them when I see them making a serious mistake as what Eric Hufschmidt just recently did. And here was my point about that. That gets regulated to the side. Okay, it's pushed to the side because it's unimportant. Because we have this big 500-pound gorilla sitting on your chest right now and you can't breathe. And we have a problem and we need to address it. And more people are prone to pick fly crap out of the sugar bowl than they are recognizing that, look, whatever we've been doing so far, it ain't working. So we need to shift paradigm. We need to shift thought. We need a plan of action. This is why I attempted to do. You people listened to the Thursday broadcast, which I turned over to a consortium of people. After I sat there and listened to it long enough, I pulled it. Why? Because the intent of me putting them up was to get together with each other, to start exchanging ideas, to expand what they were doing. Some of them were sitting down out of breath because they were out mowing the lawn or doing something else. They had no thought about what they were going to do on the program, but sat down to do the program. And I appreciated them doing that, but that's not what I intended them to do. I was willing to pay for that time myself so those people could take that valuable time and turn it into a coalition of people, of bringing these minds in, setting down, recognizing this problem, strategizing. Okay, what are we going to do? Okay, let's expand some more. Plan of action, strategy, results. We have not had that. Get it through your head. Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Couple of things. One is the problem. The problem is there are two major powers, government and religion. There are people that want to use this power, either one or both, for personal gain. And these people are like jackals. They feed on the power. They go to the power. They gravitate to it. And then they're like chameleons. They will join any group. They will appear to be anything just to gain access to that power. And these people are criminally minded.
Mm-hmm.
They become criminally minded if they're not to begin with, but they become so. And this has happened for such a long period of time that our government itself has become a criminal enterprise.
And let me throw something in there. You raised a very good point, because what this has done, it's given us a form of government that we don't recognize anymore.
It's given us a form of government that serves to feed the jackals that are feeding on it.
Because what we are being run by is Wall Street and Madison Avenue.
Exactly.
That people's idea of success in this country is how big of a house do you live in? How flash of a car do you drive? When the essence of this country was not that, it was freedom and liberty, and everything emanated out from that.
Exactly. Now, the thing that about a criminal enterprise, and it's the same thing as what's happened with our government being a criminal enterprise, is they either cut you in on the deal or cut you out.
Yep.
And what people are doing now is they're seeking the privilege. They're not concerned about rights. They want the privilege that will be extended by this criminal government. They become criminally minded themselves looking for this privilege.
And what are they trying to do? Do you remember in 1976, our bicentennial of this country, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, do you remember the new constitution that was written and released in that year, where everything was granted back to us? It looked suspiciously like, and if you didn't read it carefully, you would almost say, oh, well, that's the Constitution. Oh, that's the Bill of Rights. No, what they did was converted those rights back into a state-granted privilege.
A 14th Amendment Constitution.
And it's exactly what we have. The people in power today, that's exactly what they want to do. If you're a good little boy or girl, you deserve favor. You'll get a little privilege. Oh, it's not your right anymore. It's granted a privilege for the state as long as you act accordingly to our whims, our wishes, and our will.
Exactly. Now, the thing is if we focus on groups that appear to be doing something wrong, we're going to miss the criminal individuals hidden within. We must find the individuals if we're going. And then don't worry about their name. Don't worry what they look like. It's the old axiom, not what they say, see what they do.
Right.
What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to use the power for personal gain. Anyone using the power for personal gain, power of government for personal gain, is a part of the problem. That's the political problem we have. Okay, now, what's going to happen is, power being a magnet and pulling all these jackals to it, they will eat it alive. They will kill it. They have absolutely no sense about it. This total central control and centralization of government is suicidal. It will destroy it.
All right, hang on. We got to take this break. I'll give you a little bit of time on the other side, Alan. Tom, Leslie, Don, Mike, Charles, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls in this next segment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, like the Marines say, we're looking for a few good men. No, not to stick you in a war that's immoral, unjust, and unconstitutional. No, it's the war for America. What we are looking for here at this network is we're looking for some good salespeople. Are you tired of working for a corporate? I got a resume from a guy that used to work in London at Lloyd's of London. I'm reading this thing and I'm going, yeah, these are the kind of people that we need. People that have not only sales ability, but how would you like to be the sales manager for a network? How would you like to be responsible for other salespeople, programs, presentations, all of that? That's what we're looking for here, folks. And the reason why we're doing this, also affiliate relations. You can't be in affiliate relations if you don't have sales experience, because you're selling a product. You're selling this network. And you'd be talking to some crusty old dudes out there that have been in radio for 30 years and seen and heard it all. Yeah, I got a brand new show here. Yeah, well, if you look in the corner of their office collecting dust over the last 30 years, is everybody that had a show that thought that they could unseat somebody that had a show on there, that they could reinvent the machine, that they could do a better show? Oh, I'll boost your listener ratings and blah, 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 blah. Well, we can boost the listener ratings, because what they're going to be hearing is programming they've never heard before. But the problem is to convince them to put the programming on. You want to know what my idea of success in the next say, 5 years is? I want to see 175 to 200 radio stations carrying Republic Broadcasting Network programming. Why? Because it's the truth. That's why. We need you to call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. We would like you to have a resume. If you already have made one made up, you can send it to Danny at rbnlive.com. Again, that's Danny at rbnlive.com. If you give us a phone call, we'd appreciate you giving us a call, but we'd appreciate seeing on paper because we've got a lot of people now responding to this. And the reason that we are trying to do this, see, a lot of people, and I'll get back to your phone calls, but I'm going to skip the break in the last break here, so we'll have a large segment. All you callers online will have the opportunity to speak. But let me just spend a minute on this. Some people, and we were talking about this during the organizational meeting, I think a reason why a lot of people don't donate to this network, they look at our webpage. Well, John said he's the biggest alternative network out there. Well, he must be selling a crap load of products. Oh, well, he's selling gold and silver. You know, I'll bet you they're making millions out of that. Folks, I am not a shyster, and I'm not a liar. If I'm telling you that we we need money in this network, I'm telling you we need money. We are a month behind in our shortwave bill. And the billing date on that is August 7th. Oh, well, then that means we've got to come up with another month. And nothing short of a little over 2 weeks, I owe for 2 months of shortwave. It's not been paid. You want to know why? Not because I chose not to pay it, because we don't have the funds. We have 10 people working at this network right now. We barely made the payroll last week. Because I think a lot of you people out there are thinking, well, gosh, I bought a product from it. If I did, somebody that had more money than me probably bought 10 times as much. Really? I wish my checking account said so. Folks, in order, if you like this network, if you like what we're doing, if you're liking where this is going, if you like what I'm talking about today, we can talk and talk and talk and talk. But talk is cheap. If I had a dime, no, I'll take that back. If I had a nickel, for every word of encouragement was ever spoken to me, I wouldn't have to talk to you about money because we'd be sitting around having meetings about how we're going to spend all our money to further this cause. Your perceptions may not meet reality. If you would like to make a donation, if you would like to make a monthly donation, and I was joking about the $350,000 house on Lake Travis, folks. I don't have a $350,000 house. All I have is debt. The house that I live in, I don't own. The car that I drive, I don't own. Yeah, I got a Harley because that is my sanity keeper. I can rip down the freeway doing 85 miles an hour, and that's better than drugs, folks, or getting drunk. Trust me. It's a great release. I don't own that puppy either. I am not wasteful with money. All the profits that are made off of product sales on this network, every donation, all sales of gold and silver, which have not been stellar. Because, you know, there's another little phenomenon that's been happening. I have people that have bags full of money. And I mean people out there listening to me. When I'm talking bagfuls of money to you, I'm talking about more money than you've probably seen in one place in your entire life. I have people buying gold and silver, but you know what? They're beating me up so bad because Joe Schmo down the street that's taking the profit at 1% or 2% will stick it in his pocket, and he's not funding a radio network. He's not trying to expand programming. He's not trying to put affiliate relations in. He's not trying to save this country because he's just taking a profit and sticking it in his pocket. There's the difference. So you sharp buyers out there, gee, I can get one more coin if I go to Mr. Shyster down the street. Go ahead. And then choke on your damn money when this country falls down around your ears, because I only see one group of people that have their heads screwed on straight and are doing the right thing, and that's Republic Broadcasting Network. Not kind of, sort of, not hit or miss. I'd say across the board we're nailing it pretty good. So if you would like, please, to throw in your $10, $20, $25 a month. Do you believe in what we're doing? Give us a call. Make the pledge. Do you think Pat Robertson and the 700 Club that gets up there looking like Yoda and going, you know, we got a Jesus cup here. You become a member for $25,000, you get a cup, and then the Lord will bless you. That ain't what we're doing here, folks. We're building something that is going to take us in to either one of two places. Either a recovery road back to what once was America, or we're going to fail, and we're going to slide right into the pits of hell. So it's your choice. And what we try to do here, if you notice the pricing structure, and I know you guys are careful shoppers out there, but if you take a look at the pricing structure of the products that we offer, you tell me who gives you a better deal. I give up a certain percentage of profit knowing the people out there don't have a whole lot of money, but we give them some pretty deep discounts on stuff. Everybody else is out there trying to maximize their profits. Maybe I should become a greedy son of a gun like them. Come on, folks, get with the program, please. I want to call up Sandra today, 800-724-2719. Say, hey, Sandra, here's my credit card number. I want you to take $25 or $50 out of my account every month, please. You folks that want to just mail in a donation, a one-time shot, feeling really magnanimous, the spirit's got you here today, okay, drop us a check or a money order. Call Sandra up, say, hey, here's my donation because I believe in what you people are doing. We're not going to go anywhere, folks, without the proper support. You've got to understand that. One of the things, Danny, that we were talking about in this meeting, is how people perceive this network. What do they actually think that we are? You're a commercial entity. We hear commercials, so you must be making money. Well, then how do we justify asking people for donations?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think we're some big megalith like ABC, NBC, and we travel around on business jets and drive big fancy cars. But, you know, nothing's further from the truth. We're just regular salt of the earth people. We're trying our best to put on the best programming anywhere, and that's continuing to this day. And the only thing that stops us is funding, and that we've identified that as one of the biggest problems. But we have a lot of plans coming up, and we'll be telling the audience soon about some of these ideas that we have. And we want to involve the public in what we're doing here and find ways to show your support in other ways besides funding. We know there's a lot of people up there, you know, with what's going on in the country, can't afford to do it, but there are other ways to get involved. But there are a lot of people, too, who are just sitting on their piles of money. I mean, they'll give a ton of money to the church, and the churches are all infiltrated, so they're helping march us down the road to whatever it is we're marching down the road to. So I encourage people to help out any way you can.
It's important, folks. I'm going to be painfully honest with people here, and I'm not doing this for any other reason but to explain to you exactly what it is to be a network like this and try to run a network with little or no support. That 4 weeks I took off of air wasn't just a vacation. It wasn't because I was deathly ill. Danny, you were here that day. I actually fired my wife. I told her to get out. We were heading on the marriage rocks, folks. Both of us. You know Sandra. How many times you people out there called into this network and wanted to talk to Sandra? Anybody else, it wouldn't do. They wanted to talk to Sandra. Why? Because she's a genuine person. Because she's a real person. Because she's a nice person. But her and I, with the weight of this network, trying to figure out how to pay bills, it almost cost us our marriage. That 4 weeks I took off was to get out of her way, to get out of the employees of this network's way, for me to drop back, regroup, reconsider, and then fire it up again. Now, how many people on the air are going to tell you stuff like that? And I'm not doing that to elicit your sympathies or anything else. I'm just making a point of fact. This is very, very, very hard to do. And it's even harder to do when you ain't got no damn money. Trust me. Okay, enough said. Oh, except for this. Feeling magnanimous today? Why don't you send us a donation, folks? Here's the address. Republic Broadcasting Network. P.O. Box. No, let me not give you the P.O. Box. Let me give you the regular street address, of which you're invited to come down. I give you the address all the time. Stop in. Make a donation. Stop in. Say hi. Poke your head in. Wave and say, you guys are doing a great job. Let me have a bumper sticker. RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays. That's M-A-Y-S. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, because people always tell me, John, you talk too fast, you never repeat it. RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you're going to make a sizable donation by check or money order, please call Sandra ahead of time at 800-724-2719 before you do that. Just let her know so she can try to plan and strategize for next week. And then please follow through. All right, let me go back to the phones here. I've been keeping you guys holding. Tom in Arkansas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here working up an RBN Live logo on my Photoshop, having some fun with a 3D
All right.
graphic here. But I wanted to mention, because I've concentrated on the 9/11 issue since the day of the show, we have blogs. There's obviously millions of sites, but there's one called 9/11 Blogger. And recently a theme has come up, the Freeway Blogger. That's a website people could go check out. But people in California and more aggressive, assertive states are getting really upset and taking to the streets with that sort of format. So although you couldn't say this on your behalf, I would say, hey, you freeway bloggers, put up a big sign that says RBN Live. If we could double the listenership, you could double your income. That would be my hope.
Well, and that's exactly it. How many times you heard me go on a tirade about people even putting a bumper sticker on their car? You know, somebody, who was it today, Danny, that said in a meeting that, you know, you're trying to get a radio station to carry your programming. What if the owner of that radio station or that manager saw our bumper stickers on cars? That would say one thing. Well, people are listening. People know about it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe out of, you know, they already have a built-in audience here. You know, what percentage of people out there actually will put a bumper sticker on it? So this is a representation of a smaller percentage of a potential audience I have out there. Once the programming gets on the air, there's no looking back. Once people tune into this network, they're hooked. They're not going anyplace else. They quit buying their newspapers. They quit watching TV. They quit listening to Sean Hannity or the other numbnuts that's on the radio.
Well, the only other show I listen to is Alex Jones when I can stand to listen to him rant and rave for 10, 20 minutes or so, you know.
Well, and you know, I've had this complaint about Alex before, about his style and his demeanor and this, that, and the other. I'm going to tell you something. For a younger audience, he nails it. He targets that. And some people have said he's repetitive and this, that, and the other. And you know what I tell people? If you have 1/100th of the effect of what Alex Jones has done, then you have the right to criticize him. If you haven't, sit down, shut up.
Exactly. Now, I met Alex in a parking lot there in Austin in about 96.
Uh-huh.
And he told me I should have my own radio or TV show. Well, I'm a community producer, but my interest is actually video hardware. I could care less about actually making a video or having my voice on the air for all practical purposes. But I was like, no, I don't need to have my own TV show. You'll go broke, first off. But secondly, the viewership late at night, you know, his show was on at 1:30 in the morning, I think. You're hitting a demographic of what, 6% of the trendy student group of Austin, maybe at that hour of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed like that is such a hard thing, and we've lost PBS. I mean, the whole system is, you know, all the peace groups, they're all sort of waiting on November's election. And
right.
Yeah, we're not getting where we need to go.
And these people out there and the political organizations that are sitting around waiting for that political change in Washington, D.C. and crossing their fingers that, you know, maybe one-tenth of what this politician promised us will come to fruition. Instead of sitting around and waiting for that magical day, they have no clue as to what kind of government we're supposed to have, and they have no clue on what to do if they don't like it, how to fix it.
They
just ain't got a clue.
Yeah, how to keep to an accountability schedule and say, well, you know, you'll perform or you'll be out of there within 6 months.
There
no incumbents, you know.
There you go.
You know,
there
we. But I foresee a people's manifesto. I mean, and the big story of the hour is this, is reported on your station, this Leo Wanta, $4 trillion coming back into the economy we may never see.
Well, no, we're not going to see it. And Greg Szymanski did that, and it was a wonderful story, but we all kept asking the same question.
Yeah.
It's going to go right into the government, and it's going to disappear.
Sure, Pentagon budget.
There you go.
You know.
As a matter of fact, there was a story out there in mainstream media today, mainstream presses, that the government has actually lost accounting on how much money they've actually spent on the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
That's how insane this really is. They don't even care to even count how much money, because they don't care how much money they have to spend. As long as we have the new security industry, as long as we have a little bit more control through Homeland Security.
Our bottom line, since Bush was put into office, the whole idea was rob the Treasury and never look back.
There you go.
I mean, these guys are going to plan to live on some fantasy island, as I see it.
Well, and trust me, there's not a politician in Washington, D.C. that has not already have, you know, they may not have an exit strategy for Iraq, but they got an exit strategy for their political life. And you better believe they're not going to fall on hard times. Mm-hmm. They're going to fall on your money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, Tom.
You bet.
All right. Okay, thank you. Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
And I just listened to the broadcast for the past hour. And all the complaints. And first of all, I want to, and if I'm incorrect, correct me right there and then. Listeners, there is a pleasant person named Sandra on this network, and she is more than happy to take your credit card now at 1-800-724-2719. Her extension is 116. Sandra is delight. She is so appreciative of your support. So give her a call at 1-800-724-2719 and ask for Sandra, extension 116. Now let's talk business, John. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So the phone number and the extension was correct, and the credit cards.
Yes.
Okay, because that is something you do not do. People need convenience. When I say convenience, I sent a check to you. I'm not complaining. It took a week and a half just to get the thing through or whatever you guys do. People want it over and done with. You know, we live in a fast pace. You understand that?
Yes.
Plus, that's more bookkeeping for your people, so that's not fair either.
It is.
So, it's, you know, you got enough to do than this kind of nonsense.
By the way, did you call my wife before you called into the network? Because she just walked in there and handed me a note that says, mention phone number all the time or make a commercial.
Yes, because you don't do that.
Okay.
It
was somebody else that did it. It wasn't even you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because, and the point is, if you want to make a difference, John, and I don't want to sound hard here, but correct me if I'm wrong if I say any misstatements, because I'm not saying here, I'm not here for personalities. My goal is, anything that I say is to enhance your program. Number one. If we're going to make a difference, we've got to get a lot more money in your network. Not next month, not the following month, right now. And how do we do this? First of all, John, now don't take this offensively. Now.
I'm not arguing with anything you said so far.
Okay. John, when you listen to your network, don't get me wrong. First of all, I'm over 50. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Robbie appeals to me when I listen to him about finances and Jeff Bezos. Remember, I'm over 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Rick Adams. I mean, you've got some great people. But guess what? I'm not the, that is a market, a select market. And
yes.
And what you're doing is you are totally leaving out you. And by the way, if you listen to Alex Jones' show, I mean, no disrespect. It's guy after guy after guy. It's all young guys. And that's what's not calling into your show.
Right.
And the youth. And you totally leave out the women's market. You need personality. You need, here's several suggestions. First of all, as far as your products are concerned, do you know when the highest profit, first of all, your gold and your silver, you're gonna have problems. And quit giving excuses for it. You need to change your menu. You need to become competitive. Don't worry about it. Go the volume. People want American coins. And you've got to get competitive. You got them too many on the short wave, because when those people leave, they fail. And we don't get into this. Well, this is you're giving to donate to the broadcast. You don't do that. That's not the way you do it. That's what you're doing is putting more pressure, and they're your radio host too, and that's not fair. You're putting more pressure on them, and they're having to explain that the profits are going into RBN. That you're putting them in a very unfair situation, and that's not good.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand. You know what?
I've purchased things from you.
Yeah.
And you know, no names mentioned. And they wanted me, because I mentioned a couple prices, and they said, well, you know, this is going towards the, you know, for...
Yeah, but I'm missing the point of why you're bringing this up.
How could I miss this? What sold during the Depression, which has a high profit item that you're totally leaving out on the market, are women products. One thing they have to have is makeup. They have to have these fair under. They don't hook or crook. We got to have it. The point being, your female market is being totally left out of here, and the market for the youth is being left out. You need personality, and when I say personality, here's a suggestion. You don't have to pay anything for it, and there you're sitting there in Texas, Austin, whatever?
Yeah, Round Rock, yeah.
You know what would be talk of the town? And you sit there and you monitor it. You have like the gong show for the broadcast.
Hey, Leslie, I'm running out of time here. I want to hear more of your ideas, but I don't have time.
Well, this is what I want to leave you with, dear John.
All right.
Lou Dobbs is carrying that whole CNN. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you've got wonderful people out there, and you're not tapping. You need the youth, and they'd be more than happy to come in, and they will.
All right. I got it. And what much of what she was just saying, Danny, what have we been talking about in these organizational meetings for the last 4 days? We've been talking about a lot of the things she just brought up. We were talking about demographics. We were talking about appeal. You know, what type of programming? You know, we're gonna ask the audience participation here, and we're gonna get a better gauge of what is satisfying to people, what they're not happy with, and all that. You know, enough said about that. You will recognize this, and we will talk about this in future dates. All right. Let me go back to the phones here. Mike in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Mike. We only have a few minutes left. Mike, are you there?
I know time is short. I think in all of this, I think the message that we're putting out is too complicated for waking people up. I woke up a year ago, and the reason I did it was that I had time to research it.
Right.
For the average person who lives in a soundbite world, it flies right past them because they can't grasp it in 30 or 40 seconds. And I think, you know, to see our movement really go forward, we've got to find a simple way to effectively sell it, because we've got things coming from all over. You know, somebody says, well, it's the Jesuits, it's
right.
the Zionists, it's the Vatican.
Right, right.
It's enough to make somebody's head spin.
I understand.
And I think we've got to find a way to make everything just as simple as possible.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your call, sir. And we're going to be depending on the audience to Republic, because we need to grow this. I don't have to tell you people out there how much trouble we are in and how far behind the curve we actually are. I appreciate all of your calls today and your input, and we will see you back here tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.